So look on the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara introduces a concept here. It's actually a brisa of a mumcha l'rabin. So let's say he's a mumcha l'rabin. He's an expert. Whatever that means, we'll get into that maybe today or another day. But anyway, he's a mumcha l'rabin. He's an absolute expert. He has a great deal of experience. He has a great record as a judge. Don afil yechid. He can judge on his own. We don't need a bezdin. And the question we want to address is, does that mean that he is a bezdin? He's a one-man bezdin? Or does that mean he's able to judge, but he's not really a bezdin? And the difference is going to be, in terms of what's called hodah. Hodah means that there's a specific rule that if a person is a defendant and he admits that he owes money, if that admission came in front of the Beis Din, it's absolutely binding. He cannot change his mind and say, you know, I was just joking, I wasn't serious about it. But if it's outside of a court, then it's not binding. And the question is going to be, what happens in the case of a mumcha l'rabim? He's an expert, he can judge on his own, and some litigant, let's call him the defendant in this case, makes a confession, makes an admission. Is that admission binding? So the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Milchus Sanhedrin that if a person is a yachid who's a mumcha l'rabim, then hareis mutal ladun yachidi, he can judge on his own. Aval eino chashuv bezdin, but he's not considered a bezdin. And the Rambam explains in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin that since he's not a bezdin, therefore he could judge in dini mamonis, but the hodah befanav ein hodah befanav hodah bebezdin. The admission of the litigant, in this case the defendant, that I owe him the money, that's not binding. If he could give us a logical justification why he said that, then he could backtrack from it. He could withdraw his admission. Why? Because although a yachid mumcha can be dan yachidi, he can judge on his own, but he's not a bezdin. In the second paragraph here, the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, who says that a yachid mumcha, this expert, is a bezdin. He has the same status as three hedyotos. And therefore, if somebody, the defendant, would make a hodah in the presence of this yachid mumcha, the hodah is binding. So let me just take a break here, a pause, and find out if we're all on board so far. So you shake your head, but I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to test you, see if you're being honest with me, or you're just yesing me. Okay, what would be the din if a litigant, let's call him the defendant, makes an admission in front of a yachid mumcha? Is that binding or is it not binding? I'm testing you, Reuven.
According to the Rosh, it's binding.
And according to can you speak a drop louder if you don't mind? Right? According to the Rosh, it's binding.
Right.
And according to the
Rambam,
it's not binding. Okay, good. So a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. You want to write that down? Make sure you have it. So next time I ask you, no.
Bam.
Okay. Now, the Brisker Rav has a diuk in the Rambam. There's a Rambam not in Hilchos Sanhedrin, but in Hilchos Melachim in the first parak, that the Rambam says that when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yoshua, he did it together with his Bezdin. And the Brisker Rav wants to know, why does the Rambam insist that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he appointed Yoshua, he did so with his Bezdin? After all, Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of Shivim V'Echad. He has the authority of the highest Bezdin in the land. Shivim V'Echad, what we call the Bezdin HaGadol. So why did he need a Bezdin in order to appoint Yoshua as next in line. And the Brisker Rav quotes his brother of Moshe Soloveitchik as saying that although Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Beis Din HaGadol of Shivim V'Echad, he did not have the status of a Beis Din of three judges. What does that mean? A Beis Din of three judges has to have three judges. And with all due respect to Moshe's expertise, and he was certainly the expert of all time experts, but nevertheless, he's not three judges. Once you have a Beis Din, you have three judges, then if Moshe Rabbeinu is part of that Beis Din, he upgrades the status of that Beis Din to that of a Beis Din HaGadol. Beis Din HaGadol means 71 elders, that's a Beis Din Choshev, it has a certain chashivas, a special significance and status to it. So Moshe Rabbeinu enhances and upgrades the status of the Beis Din to that of a Beis Din Choshev of a Shivim V'Echad. But first you have to have a Beis Din, so that when Moshe Rabbeinu, in appointing Yoshua, did so with his Beis Din, it means he gathered together another two judges, together with himself. The three of them comprise a Beis Din. And now Moshe Rabbeinu's status as part of the Beis Din is that of Ayin Aleph, is that of the highest court in the land. It gives it a chashivas of Ayin Aleph, and therefore he can appoint Yoshua. So it comes out like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of a Yochid Mumche. He's not a Beis Din. If you remember, the Rambam Shita was that a Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din. Again, he can judge monetary cases as if he were a Beis Din, but he's not a Beis Din. And we had a Nafkamino Gabi the Hodah Befanah. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he's a Yochid Mumche, which he certainly is, he's not a Beis Din. And therefore, we need a Beis Din. Why do we need a Beis Din? Because we want to appoint Yoshua. In order to appoint Yoshua, you need a Beis Din. Not only do you need a Beis Din, you need the highest court in the land, a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. But once Moshe Rabbeinu joins together with two other judges, he now forms a Beis Din. And once he's a Beis Din, then he, in his presence over in the Beis Din, now jacks up the status of that Beis Din to a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. If we go with the Rosh's view, how did the Rosh understand the Yochid Mumche?
He couldn't.
He is a Beis Din. Oh, so according to the Rosh, Moshe Rabbeinu could have appointed Yoshua without a Beis Din. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself as a Yochid Mumche is a Beis Din. He has the status of a Beis Din. The Rambam understands that Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu would have to get together two other Dayanim in order to form a Beis Din, and then it could become a Beis Din Choshev to appoint Yoshua. According to the Rosh, we don't need Moshe to add two other judges to form a Beis Din. And now we're up to a paragraph on the left column, V'hinei L'das HaRosh. So if everybody could take a look at that paragraph, left column, V'hinei L'das HaRosh. It's not the last paragraph on the page, on Nunva, but the next to the last paragraph. He says that the Shach, on the fourth line, if you want to underline that, the Shach in Choshen Mishpat, writes that a Yochid Mumche is not able, according to the Rambam, to be Mekabel Edus. You may remember the pasuk says, "V'omdu shnei anoshim lifnei Hashem," that the edim, the witnesses, have to testify in front of a Beis Din. Well, according to the Rambam, the Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din. So, although he can hand down a verdict, he can be dan yechidi on his own, but nevertheless, as far as Kabbalah's edus is concerned, to receive the edim, we need a Beis Din. Now, according to the Rambam, a Yochid Mumche, with all due respect, is not a Beis Din. According to the Rosh, since the Yochid Mumche is equivalent to a Beis Din, he has the same identical status as a Beis Din. So the Yochid Mumche, therefore, could accept two Edim, and that's Kabbalah's Edus in front of Beis Din. But according to the Rambam, that a Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din, says the Shach, he cannot accept Edim. So what would be the procedural requirement, according to the Shach, Shach and the Rambam, in a case of a Yochid Mumche? Right, Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me $1,000. There's only one judge who's presiding on the case. So the judge is going to turn to Reuven and say, well, where's your evidence? You know, you can't force Reuven to pay you just because you claim he denies the claim. So Reuven says, I have two witnesses. What's going to happen now, according to the Shah? Well, according to the Rambam, one judge is not a Beis Din.
So the witnesses become part of the Beis Din.
No, the witnesses can't become part of the Beis Din because they don't have the qualifications of a Beis Din. We're going to have to add two other judges who are going to be there only in order to accept the witnesses. So the witnesses are going to testify now in front of three judges. After the testimony has been accepted, you interrogate the Edom and accept it. If you validate the Edom, then the two judges could drop out. And you're left with one judge who's a Yachid Mumcha, and he could issue a verdict. That's fine. So procedurally, the Shach is presenting a somewhat choppy or complicated, uncomfortable procedural requirement in which we're going to have three judges, according to the Rambam, for Kabbalah's Edus. But the final din and the verdict that's going to be handed down is made by one single judge because he's a Yachid Mumcha. And the Nesivus disagrees. The Nesivus says that the Rambam would agree that even though Yochid Mumch is not a Beis Din, he could accept the Eidim. Because according to the Nesivus, anyone who's kosher ladun, anyone who has the power, the potential to issue a verdict, he can accept the Eidim. In other words, the Eidim are testifying as part and parcel of the judgment. It's not a separate issue of Edim as a separate independent issue. Like the Shach says, well, you know, we have to have two other judges to make up a court of three in order to accept the Edim. No, the Edim is part and parcel of the judgment. And if the judgment is being made by Yochid Mumcha, then the Kabbalah's Edim can be accepted by Yochid Mumcha. So to summarize, we have almost a flowchart here. The flowchart would be the following. You start with the machlokes between the Rama and the Rosh. What is the status of a Yochid Mumcha? According to the Rosh, the status of a Yochid Mumcha is equivalent to a Beis Din. According to the Rambam, it's only one judge. Therefore, now we get to the second breakup. According to the Rosh, clearly, a Yochid Mumcha could accept Edim. Because if Edim need a Beis Din, the Yochid Mumcha has the status of a Beis Din. According to the Rambam, a Yochid Mumcha is not a Beis Din, and therefore, oh, here we bifurcate, we have the Shach and then the Nesivus. The Shach is going to say that according to the Rambam, you would need another two witnesses in addition, another two judges in addition to the Yochid Mumcha in order to accept the Edus, because the Yochid Mumcha is not a Beis Din. The Nesivus, on the other hand, holds that in this case, the Yochid Mumcha can accept the Edus. Because who accepts the Edus? It's not a separate din of Beis Din accepting the Edus. It's the Edus as part of the din. Whoever is going to issue the final verdict in din, he's going to accept the Edus. And if the Yochid Mumcha is authorized to give a decision on his own, then he himself can accept. He accepts the witnesses. Now at this point I'd like you to fast forward to page Nun Zion on the right column, the Hinei Ramban. We're going to try to fit the Ramban into this perspective of the Shach versus the Nesivus. I'll explain as we go along. The Ramban says that according to Rav Sadia Gaon, in the case of Dine Nefashos, in a capital crime where the Mishnah requires a Beis Din of 23 judges, says Rav Sadia Gaon, the Kabbalah's Edus will be in front of a Beis Din of 3 judges. The actual decision, the verdict, will be handed down by a Beis Din of 23 judges. We're going to have to add another 20 judges to the bench. What does that remind you of when you separate procedurally between the Kabbalah's Edus on the one hand and the final din on the other hand?
Shach.
Excellent. That reminds us of the Shach. Because the Shach in the framework of the Rambam insists that in Dine Mamonos, you're going to need one group of judges for Kabbalah's Edus, and a Yochid Mumcha can issue the din. In the case of Rav Sadia Gaon and Dine Nefashos, you're going to have three judges accepting the testimony, just like in the Shach's case of Dini Mominus, you're going to need three judges to accept the testimony. And that's a hardcore rule that doesn't know any exception. And then as far as the din is concerned, for that you need a different amalgamation, a different calculation of Dayanim. In this case you need 23 judges because it's Dini Nefashos. So there's a striking similarity here between the Shach and his procedures and Rav Sajigon. Both the Rav Sajigon and the Shach, again separated by six centuries, but according to Rav Sajigon and the Shach, you can require a Beis Din for Kabbalas Edus, and that's a requirement derived from the Pasuk V'yomdu Shnei Anoshim Lifnei Hashem, and that's hard, that's engraved in stone, knows no exception. But then as far as the final din is concerned, there are different regulations. So in Dini Mominus, you can have a Yachid Mumcha, and he'll issue a decision. In Dini Nefashos, you need a Beis Din of 23. But as far as the procedure and the requirements of Kabbalah Seidus, there it's an absolute requirement of three judges that make up a Beis Din. The Ramban disagrees. After quoting Rav Sajigon, he says, no. In Edus B'dinei Nefashos, you need a Kabbalah in front of a Beis Din of Chav Gimel. Kabbalah's Edus is part of Din. Whoever is required for Din, or whoever can issue a Din, he is the, how should I say, the Machshir, he is the facilitator of Kabbalah's Edus. Who does that remind you of? The Nesivos, right? Because what was the Nesivos' point? That we go backwards. If you want to ask, what do we need for a Kabbalah's Edus? The answer is, well, what do we need for the Din? If a Yachid Mumcha is okay for the Din, in Dini Mominus, then a Yachid Mumcha could be Makabal the Edus, because Kabbalah's Edus, according to the Nesivos, is part and parcel of the Din. And we could apply it now in the Ramban's frame of reference. The Ramban holds it in a Beis Din of Dini Nefashos. We need the same Beis Din that's going to issue the Din is going to be the same Beis Din that is Makabal the Edus. And what kind of Beis Din in Dini Nefashos will we need for issuing the final verdict? 23 judges. So we need, therefore, 23 judges to be Makabal the Edus. He says the following: Ulam Haramban Sover, the Kabbalah's Edus ain't no toli be Beis Din. It's not some sort of absolute requirement of a Beis Din. El lifnei adayonim haruuyim ladun. That's the phrase that you want to underline. Dayonim haruuyim ladun. That's who's ever fit. Thank you. Who's ever fit for issuing a verdict? That institution, let's say, will be fit for Kabbalah's Edus. If we need an institution of a Beis Din of Chav Gimel to issue a din in a capital crime, then we need the same 23 judges to receive the testimony. And Edus in front of three judges just won't cut the mustard. If we take that and combine it with the Nesivos, then we get to the opposite conclusion. In the case of Dini Mominos, if you have a Yochid Mumche, he should accept the Edus alone as a Yochid Mumcha, because he's Roy Lodom, because he can issue the verdict. So if we're lining up the teams over here, we have a lineup here that includes the Shach and Rav Sajigon, and a lineup on the other side of the fence, the adversaries, that includes the Ramban and the Nesivos. So whereas the first group, we call it Rav Sajigon's group, they say there's an absolute requirement of a Beis Din, no matter who's Roy Lodun, it goes in both directions. You could have Roy Lodun of a Yochid Mumcha, that's not good enough for Kabbalah Seidus, you need a Beis Din. You could have a Kula in which, according to Rav Sajigon, even though the Beis Din in Dini Nefashos is going to have to be 23, but nevertheless Kabbalah Seidus is in front of three judges, because Kabbalah Seidus is always going to be in front of a Beis Din of Shlosh. The Ramban, on the other hand, sees in the requirement of Kabbalah's Edus a shifting requirement, meaning it's not fixed. It is, what's the opposite of fixed?
Variable.
It's variable, okay. It varies, right? It depends upon who's the din. So the number of judges needed for Kabbalah's Edus is always going to be a function of who's Roy Lodman, who can actually issue the final decision. If the decision could be made by Yochid Mumcha and Dini Mominos, then the Kabbalah's Edus could be made by Yochid Mumcha. If the decision has to be made by Chav Gimel in the case of Dini Nefashos, then the Kabbalah's Edus is going to be in front of a Bezin of Chaf Gimel. That's the Ramban Shita, and that's what we saw in the Nesivus. But we have a problem with another Ramban, and that's the Ramban in Masechta Ksuvos, in the sugya of Kiyum Shtaros. So you may recall that if, let's say, the Tovea, that's called the plaintiff, has a claim against the defendant and he supports his claim with a shtar, right? A shtar is written testimony with two witnesses signed on the shtar. We don't know if the signatures that were attached to the shtar are authentic. Maybe they are counterfeit. You know, somebody looked at your signature and he decided that he can imitate your signature. I knew someone, he's not alive anymore, who saved many, many Jews, including the Bava Rebbe during the Holocaust, because he can look at his signature and in seconds he can imitate the signature. It's an uncanny divine gift. And you can misuse that, but in the Holocaust he used it to save Jewish lives because he was able to forge documents. Anyway, so therefore the Chazal made a takana that no shtar is considered valid, it's all guilty, every shtar is considered mezuyaf, it's considered a forgery, unless you can prove with Edom to testify that we recognize the signature of these witnesses. You may have two witnesses to testify and recognize the signature of Reuven, and a different pair of witnesses that testify we recognize the signature of Shimon. That's fine, but you need testimony to verify the shtar. After the testimony is accepted by the Bezdin puts a stempel, you know, they put a stamp on the shtar, that's called a henpeg, but you don't have to know the name of it anyway, that's not relevant to us, and that henpeg testifies that we as a Bezdin accepted testimony about the shtar, and the shtar has been verified, authenticated, it's a valid shtar. So in Masechta Ksuvos, the Gemara says the following. There were three judges in a monetary case, and the shtar was produced by Reuven. We needed a kiyum hashtar to verify the signatures. Two out of the three judges themselves recognized the signatures and verified the signatures. They testify in front of the third judge, who doesn't recognize the signatures. So the Ramban says, wait a minute. How can they testify in front of the third judge? We need Kabbalas Eidus in Bezdin. And where's the Bezdin over here? There's only one judge left. So Ramban says that judge in the Gemara in Ksuvos was a Yachin Mumch. He was an expert. V'roi Ladun Yechidi B'Shar Dini Mamas. He has the status of one judge who is able to judge in Dini Mamos, in any monetary case. Now wait a second. It comes out the following, that here the Ramban is saying that the Yochid Mumche is the Bezdin. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? Is he holding like the Rosh, that the Yochid Mumche has the status of the Bezdin, if he can be Kabbalah on the Shtar, on the signature of the Shtar? Or no, maybe he's holding like the Nesivus, that since this Yochid Mumcha has the capacity to issue a verdict in Dini Momonos, therefore he can serve as a Bezdin for Kabbalas Eidus. So the two other judges now can testify in his presence to validate the Shtar. If you take that approach, the last approach, then the Ramban is very consistent. You remember the Ramban said that you need in a Dini Nefashos case, you need Kabbalah Seidus in front of a Bezdin of 23 judges. It means, according to the Ramban, the Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus is a function of the Bezdin for the Din. Well, here, this Yochid Mumche has the capacity of Din. He can Dan Yechidi. Hence, he becomes a Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus. Do you see where the Ramban? We're using a methodology called the Shitasa, which means the Ramban is very consistent. Remember, we had a machlokas between the Shach and the Nesivos, and another machlokus between Rav Sadji Gaon and the Ramban, both revolved or hinged on the same issue. What is Kabbalah's Eidus require in front of Beis Din? Two possibilities. One possibility is to say that Kabbalah's Eidus requires a Beis Din. That's it. That was the Shach. You need three judges, and that was Rav Sadji Gaon. And the other possibility is that we look through the perspective of Din. You know, it's like we have a, what are they called, binoculars, or you know, what is the telescope? You know, we look, the telescope is the telescope of Din. Who is able to Din? Whoever is able to Lodun, he's Roy Lodun, he is Roy Lekabalas Eidin. And it could go in two directions. We say that Yochid Mumche, since he's Roy Lodun, he can accept the testimony. That was the Nesivos. And then we had the Ramban. The Ramban says that since for Din and Din Nefashos we need how many judges? 23 in Din Nefashos. Then therefore we need 23 judges for Kabbalah Seders. So then he's looking through the telescope, as we call it. In other words,
microscope,
whatever it is. He's saying that to judge, to determine who could be Kabbalah Seders, you have to answer who's Roy Lodun. Who's ever Roy Lodun, whether it's L'chum or L'kula. It could be L'kula in the case of the Yochid Mumche, it's L'chum in the case of Chav Gimel for Dini Nefashos. That's how we determine. So if we take the case of Kiyum Shtaris, now let's get back to the Gemara Ksubas, then the Ramban is saying something that's absolutely logical. He's saying that the two judges could testify in front of the third judge. We recognize these signatures, and now that third judge could be Mekabel Eidus. You need Kabbalah Seidus in front of a Beis Din. Well, he's a Yochid Mumche. And if he's a Yochid Mumche, he's Roy Lodun. But we're talking about a mandatory case. And if he's Roy Lodun, he can accept the Eidus. You don't have it?
I have that, but I thought the Rambam said you needed three judges altogether for everything. Maybe that's the point.
Well, again, the Shach says that for Kabbalah Seidus, you need three judges because a Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din. And the Rambam is committed to that position. There's no Hodah in front of the Yochid Mumche, etc., etc.
So how can he
but know the Nesivos? But we're going now with the Nesivos, and I'm going to prove to you that the Ramban accepts the Nesivos. How do I prove to you that the Ramban accepts the Nesivos? The Nesivos says, well, even though the Rambam downgrades the status of the Yochid Mumche, he's not a Beis Din. Nevertheless, he can accept Eidus because he can judge the case. That was the Nesivos.
Okay.
He's Roy Lodun. That was my telescope.
Right? Okay.
So if we apply that to the Ramban is saying, well, who's Roy Lodun in a capital case? You need 23 judges, and therefore the Kabbalah Seidus has to be in front of 23 judges. So now in the case of a shtar, where the shtar is coming to support the claim of Reuven against Shimon, that Shimon owes him 1,000, well, the Yochid Mumche could judge that case. Right? Because it's a monetary case. In a monetary case, the Yochid Mumche could judge. That's what we started.
According to the Rosh, but not according to Rambam.
Everybody agrees. That's what we started with. The Gemara says, Yochid Mumche Don Yechidi. The Rosh says that he has the status of a Beis Din. The Rambam says he's not a Beis Din, but he can issue a verdict. Now, a shtar comes in front of this Beis Din. Reuven has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him $1,000. That's part of a judgment in Dini Mominus, and a Yochid Mumche could give the final decision. Therefore, if you all like the Nesivos, even the Rambam would agree in this case that the Yochid Mumche could accept the Eidin. Eidin has to be in front of a Beis Din, and according to the Rambam, the Yochid Mumche is not a Beis Din.
Okay.
The answer is simple, that since he's Roy Lodun, and we're dealing with monetary case, he's Roy Lekabalas Eidin. So when the Ramban says that on the one hand, in the case of Dina Nefashos, you need Kabbalah Seidus in front of Beis Shalchav Gimel, he could say that in the case of Eidus L'Kiyum Ashtar, all you need is that the two witnesses testify in front of the Yochid Mumche, because ultimately the Yochid Mumche is going to issue, he's going to issue the final decision. By the way, is this yours, Steve?
No.
Okay. So it might be mine. Let's see. Oh, we'll figure out who's it is.
There's a note on it.
Oh, there's a note on it. Okay. However, we're not out in the clear. And now if you're looking inside in the paragraph of Inib Ksubas, you can fast forward for about 10 lines down, and he quotes the Shuta Rashba. and the Ritva, they ask the following question. If the Ramban is right that the two judges who recognize the signature testifying in front of the third judge, because the third judge is a Yachid Mumcha, so then I don't understand. Hello Yachid Mumcha, Atzmo Yachal Akaimis Ashtar. Why do we need the other two judges to be part of the court to be Makayim the Shtar, which means the three judges will sign on the bottom of the Shtar to validate the Shtar, that we testify about the authenticity, the validity of the Shtar? Why do we need three judges if one judge is Yachid Mumcha? Then he himself should be able to single-handedly be Makayim the Shtar. That was the kasha on the Ramban. And the answer is, Achin Ramban Sover, the Yachid Mumcha Eino Kosher L'Kiyum Ashtar. You need three judges for Kiyum Ashtar. But Mikomakom, nevertheless, Yachal Kabbal Eidus al Kiyum Ashtar. Meaning, the Kabbalah's Eidus on the Kiyum Ashtar is part of the Din. It's part of Reuven's claim against Shimon. Right? It's being adduced as evidence on behalf of Reuven's claim against Shimon. So in that sense, the Kabbalah's Eidus on the Kiyum Ashtar is all part of the Din. And if a Yachid Mumcha could issue the Din, he could also accept the Eidus. But he's not enough to issue a Kiyum on the Shtar, because for the Kiyum on the Shtar we need a Bezdin. And a Yachid Mumcha is not a Bezdin, he's not three judges. E name of the Sfilei L'Ramban, the Kabbalah's Eidus Tzarech Lios Bifnei Bezdin. Haroi Lodun. Is Tikshe Hech Mahani L'Kabbal Eidus Bifnei Yachid Mumcha Kishe'eno Kosha L'Kaimis Ashtar. In other words, the question on the Ramban, which we've already given the answer, because I gave you previews, I let the cat out of the bag, but in the original question, we have a problem with this Ramban. Why? The Ramban, in validating Kabbalah's Eidus on the Shtar in front of a Yachid Mumcha, is assuming that the Yachid Mumcha could follow through with a decision. And he's Roy Ladun, and therefore he's Roy L'Kabbal Eidus. That's the Ramban's basic equation. But that's not really so, because clearly in the case of Kiyum Ashtaros, we need three judges, and a Yachid Mumcha cannot be Mekayim the Shtar single-handedly. Now, if that be the case, how could he be Mekabel Eidus on the Shtar if the final verdict on the Shtar has to be issued by three judges? L'chore Niramizeh, the Svirle Ramban, Kidas HaRosh, the Yachid Mumcha, Yeshel of Torah's Bezdin. That a Yachid Mumcha, not like the Rambam says, is a Yachid, he's not a Bezdin, but like the Rosh said, as we started here, that he has the status of a Bezdin. And therefore, since he has the status as a Bezdin, therefore he can be Makabel the Eidus as a Bezdin. And again, you'll ask, well, he cannot issue a Kiyum on the Shtar, so how can he be Makabel Eidus for Kiyum on the Shtar? The answer is, he's a Bezdin, right? He has a Torah's Bezdin, like the Rosh says, and therefore he can be Makabel Eidus, because what do we need for Kabbalah's Eidus on the Shtar, the Kiyum on the Shtar? We need a Bezdin. Well, he is a Bezdin. He's a personification, he embodies in one person, a Bezdin of Gimel Dayanin. On the top left, Tikshe Yamai Sri Leila Ramban, the Kabbalah says Bedina Foshit Sarf Bezdin Shalchov Gimel. Hello, Afal Gavin Sarkov Gimel Dayan Lodu Bedina Foshit Salo Das Rabbi Lot Sark Dayan Maruim Lodu the Kabbalah Seidus. Veraton Kabbalah Seidus with Nate Bezdin. In Cain Havil, maybe the Sagi with Bezdin Shal Shlosha. He's saying that if you're going to allow the Yachid Mumcha to receive the Eidus on the Kiyum Ashtar, even though Kiyum Ashtar needs three judges, then you're saying that you, for Kabbalah's Eidus, you don't need a Roy Ladun, because again, as far as the Din of the Shtar is concerned, you need three judges and a Bezdin, but you're going to say you can accept the testimony based on a Yachid Mumcha Halacha. Why? Because we're activating the principle of the Rosh, namely that a Yachid Mumcha has the status of a Bezdin, even though in this case he's not Roy Ladun. No, if he can tell me he has the status of a bezdin, and that's good enough for Edus, even when he's not Roy Ladun, then if we apply that to Dini Nefashos, the Ramban should have said, which is exactly Rav Sajigon's position, that the Edom have to testify in front of three judges. And even though those three judges are not Roy Ladun, but nevertheless, they are a bezdin. And the Ramban is now saying that the din of bezdin, as far as Edus is concerned, is a separate din. And we cut the umbilical cord from Roy Ladun. We don't need Roy Ladun. So that's why I thought the answer to this problem is that Roy Ladun in this case is not Roy L'Kayim as Ashtar. The Kiyum Ashtar is part of Din. The Ramban is going to allow a Yachid Mubcha to accept the Avis on the Kiyum Ashtar, not because they... You know, the Dayan, this Yochid Mumcha, is capable of being Mekayim Neshtar. He's not capable of being Mekayim Neshtar. You need a Bezdin of three to be Mekayim Neshtar. But as far as Roy Ladin is concerned, he's still Roy Ladin. Meaning, as far as the Shtar as an entity of itself, independent of the Din, he's not Roy Ladin. But as far as the Shtar as part of the Din, he is Roy Ladin, because a yechidi, a yachid mumcha is don yechidi. So therefore, I would have placed the Ramban in the camp of the nesivas, and I would have said that we have three statements of the Ramban that are all consistent, and they all have this telescope perspective in which Kabbalah's Avis is a function of din. If you're Roy Ladun, then you're Roy L'Kabbalah Seidus. It's not a separate din of Bezdin. So hence I have the Nesivus that even if a Yochid Mumcha, according to the Rambam, is not a Bezdin, he can still accept the testimony single-handedly because he can issue the verdict single-handed. So we have the Nesivus. Number two, we have the Ramban, who's going to say that for a Bezdin of Kabbalah Seidus and Din and Fashas, we have to jack up the requirement to 23 judges, because we need for Kabbalah Seidus Roy Ladun. And at the same time, the Rambanic Suvas could accept that two judges could testify to verify the signature of the Shtar in front of the third judge, who's the Yochid Mumcha, because he's Roy Ladun. Why is he Roy Ladun? You'll ask me, we need a Bezdin for Kiyum Ashtar. The answer is he's Roy Ladun in the final decision that the Shtar is going to project. In other words, we're going to base that decision on this Shtar, and the decision is going to be made that Reuven has a good claim against Shimon, and Shimon has to pay up Reuven because of the shtar that's in Reuven's hands. And therefore, as far as Kabbalah's Avis is concerned, we have Kabbalah's Avis in front of someone, in the case of Yochid Mumcha, who's Roy Ladun. If, however, we view the shtar as a separate independent issue, then Kabbalah's Avis on the shtar is a judgment unto itself. Forget about the case and Reuven and Shimon and the claims and the counterclaims. Let's look at the shtar, put the shtar on the table, and let's judge the shtar and decide whether it's valid or invalid as a separate independent entity. If that be the case, then the Kabbalah's Eidus on the shtar would require three judges, because a Yochid Mumcha is not Roy Ladun, because as far as Kiyum Shtaris is concerned, as an independent decision on the shtar and its veracity, its validity, you need a bezdin of shlosha. And then the Ramban, it makes no sense. The Ramban Iksubis makes no sense. Now we're up to a paragraph. Hinei b'Rosh Hashanah daf chof hei. Okay. I'm reading the Kabbalah's Eidus Choshev Tchilas Din. Ulekach. Sarich yom lekabolas avis bedinim momenos the tchilas din boy yom. In monetary cases, you have to start the case during daylight time, during the day. We don't start a judgment at night. And the kabolas avis is considered the beginning of the judgment. So as long as you start the judgment, let's say nightfall is at 7 p.m. You know, so let's say it's during the beginning of the summer, so it's 7 p.m. So if you start the judgment at 6:59, you're okay. You can continue and judge the case at night. What if you makabel the edus at 6:59? That's good enough. even if nothing else has happened, but once we accept the witnesses, that's already Tchilas Din. And if that happened during the daytime before Shkia, we're okay. That's Gemara Rosh.
Accepting them, not starting the process of accepting.
You mean when they start testifying?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know. He says Kabbalah say this, which sounds like when they verify the Eidim and so forth after the investigation.
Okay.
Ulefize Yesh Lomid Ramban Sover the Afagav the Shlosha Choshen Bezdin Le Kabbalah's Eidus Af Bedini Nefashos. Bikolakom Kevin the Dini Nefashos Boy Chav Gimel Lodun. The Kabbalah's Eidus Havitchilas Din Boy Chav Gimel Kmo Hadin Atzma. And he says the following: it could be, to find a coherent presentation of the Ramban Shita, that you need three judges for a Bezdin to be Makabal Eidus. And you'll ask me, well, the Rav Sajid Gaon says that should be sufficient for Kabbalah's Eidus and Dinin Nefashos. The answer is no, because Kabbalah's Eidus is Tchilas Adin. You can't start the judgment with three judges and then add another 20. You've got to start the judgment from the get-go with 23 judges. And insofar as Kabbalah's Eidus is part of the judgment, it's Tchilas Adin, we must have a Kabbalah's Eidus in front of 23 judges in the case of Dinin Nefashos, because we cannot start the Din in a capital case without 23 judges. He says, Mikomakom, came in the Dinin Nefashos, Boichav Gimel Adun, Kabbalah's Eidus Havitchilas Din, is Boichav Gimel Kabbalah Din Atzma. And he says he found a similar idea in the Tashbates, who writes that Kabbalah's Eidus requires Gimel, quoting the Gemara in Shavuos HaEidus, Asikna Hosam, Shavua Chutz LeBezdin, and Kfira BeBezdin, Mashma Deliedus Lohavi Ela BeBezdin. So it's an absolute requirement that the Eidus has to be in front of a Bezdin. It's got to be that Bezdin that can continue the Din, because again, the Kabbalah's Eidus is the kickoff, the beginning of the Din. The Od Raya, the Kabbalah's Eidus BeGimel BeInon, we require three judges for Kabbalah's Eidus. Hare Din Gomorhu, we consider it a first class Din, and it requires three judges. The Ikol Meimar L'tchilas Din Dami, accepting Eidus is the beginning of Din. Lo makabel le'balayla, Din is cannot be at night, it has to be during the daylight time. That's the Tashbates. So again, the Tashbates equates Kabbalah's Eidus as Din. It requires three judges. It requires day and not night. And if you started the judgment with the Kabbalah's Eidus, during the day, you can continue at night. So we see very clearly that Kabbalah's Eidus is the beginning of Din. So if we have Din in Nefashos, then the beginning of the Din has to be with 23 judges. That's the argument of the Ramban. I read the Kosav, we just reviewed again. The Inan Kabbalah's Eidus Bishlosha Mitrei Allah is Chayil the Kabbalah's Eidus Sofnius Bebezdin V'Shenis Avi Toras Din Allah Avi Hatcholas Din. So that's why we need a Bezdin. L'fi Zenir Dominion Nefashis Avagav L'Shlosha Choshen Bezdin L'Kabbalah's Eidus Sfil L'Ramban to be Inan Chav Gimel L'Kabbalah's Eidus B'Din Nefash Mitam the Kabbalah's Eidus Avi Tchilas Din B'Tzorach Chav Gimel Kimo Adin Atzma. Ela dakati tikshi dim kain gam bikim shtoros afal gav di yochid mumche yesh lov toris bezdin lekabel eidus mikom kikeva the svila ramban di yochid mumche nekosha lekayim es hashtar havi lon lemeimai to lo kabolos di af kabolos eidus koshin tchilas adin vitzarech shlosha kemo hakim atzma. So he's learning that Kabbalah's Eidus for Kiyum Ashtar is a separate independent entity. And we're going to come to conclusions about the status of the shtar. Well, for that we need a bezdin of shlosha. So how could it be that a yachid mumcha will help me? A yachid mumcha is not able to be mekayim the shtar. He's able to issue the din, but as far as the shtar is an independent, separate entity, he cannot decide anything about the shtar. Okay, Rav Olsay, so we'll stop here. And we're almost at the end. Maybe we'll finish this up either tomorrow or another day. If you take a look at the paragraph Ulafi on Nun Ches, he says Nira to Dafka Bedinin of Foshos to be Inin Chof Gimab Neshiesh Aloha Begufo Shel Din to Dinin of Foshos Shitzarch Esrim Ushlosh. As far as the Din itself, we require a Bezin of 23 Mamela. Came the Kabbalah's Edus Havi Chelik Miadin. So we integrate Kabbalah's Edus into the din, in the process of din, right? It has to take place a day. It's the Tchilas HaDin. Therefore, Kabbalah's Edus requires Esrim V'Shlosha, because that's part of the din. It's an integral part of the din. If the din requires Esrim V'Shlosha, the Ramban says that the Edus requires Esrim V'Shlosha. Oh, so you'll ask, but what about Kiyum Shtaros? Kiyum Shtaros certainly requires a bezdin, and even the Ramban agrees that after the two witnesses testify, in this case the two judges, in front of the third judge who's a yachid mumcha, they too have to be part of the kiyum hashtar. We need all three judges to be mekayim the shtar, and this is emphasized in Tosfos in Ksuvos as well, that as far as kiyum shtar is, even if you hold the general in din, you could have din with two judges, let's say shnayim shedoru dinayim din. Nevertheless, for kiyum hashtaros, we need three judges. The kiyum hashtaros, it's not enough to set up a bezin for din, but you need three judges. Now, if that be the case, how could the Ramban allow two witnesses to testify in front of the yochid mumcha if the purpose here of this testimony is to be mekayim the shtar, and the kiyum hashtar requires shlosha, then the yochid mumcha is not roi lod? Oh, he says, "Amal Masha Kiyum Shtar Beinan Shlosha Lo Sagi BeBezin Shel Shnayim O BeYochid Mumcha Harezu Halacha BeKiyum Atzma." That's halacha in the kiyum. You know, the process of kiyum requires three judges in order to be mekayim, create the kiyum on the shtar. That's the Gemara Din, so to speak, on the kiyum. Aval Hadin, if not for the halacha of kiyum, the din itself of Kiyum Shtaros is like all of Dini Momentus. It's part of the din. So the Kiyum Shtaros is part of the din. It's like Kabbalah said, this is part of the din. Kiyum Shtaros is part of the din. Just that there's a formal requirement that in order to achieve Kiyum Shtaros, you need three judges. So, but the din itself is like all other dini momentus. For example, you could have a yochid mumcha and he's kosher lodum. So the Kabbalah's edus is part of the din, and it's a tchilas hadin. And since the yochid mumcha could achieve this din and issue the verdict that's valid, therefore he can accept the edus on the shtar. Ein lo shaychus im hadin de kiyum shtaros. That has nothing to do with the din as far as kiyum shtaros is concerned. As far as the kiyum shtaros is concerned, formally, in order to create this kiyum, we need three judges. But as far as Kabbalah's edus on the shtar is concerned, that's really to be viewed as tchilas hadin of dini momenos. And therefore, it's going to be governed by the rules that govern din and dini momenos. And therefore, the Kabbalah's edus on kiyum shtaros could be in front of a yochid mumcha. V'shapir sagi l'kabal edus b'yochid mumcha af b'kiyum shtaros. We can accept, the yochid mumcha can accept the edus on the shtar, even though for the kiyum hashtar we need three. Okay, that's halacha kiyum hashtar. That has nothing to do with the din itself. In kiyum hashtar, there's a requirement of three judges, correct? To be mekayim the shtar. And that's okay. So the Ramban really has two halachas here. Number one, the two judges will testify now as edim in front of the third judge, who's the yochid mumcha. He will be mekabel the edus. That's the tchilas hadin as far as the ultimate psak in the litigation here between Reuven and Shimon. However, it's not enough for this yochid muvchet to simply be mekabel yedus and then be mekayim the shtar. There's a procedural requirement, an absolute requirement, that the kiyum shtar has to be through a basin of shlosha. So as far as the kiyum shtar is concerned, the two witnesses, who are the two judges, after they finish their testimony, they'll join up with the third judge, who's the yochid muvchet, in order to form a basin. And that basin would be Mekayim the Shtar. That's as far as Kiyum Shtar itself, as a separate independent entity. But if you're talking about Tchilas Adin, then the Eidus on Kiyum Shtar is part of the Din, and therefore one Yachid Mumchus, Roy Ladun, can be Roy to be Mekabel the Eidus.